Hello, welcome to Da Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow. You can reach me at daIlluminati024@gmail.com or Joanna's Drug Emporium, both at gmail.com. So, I want to make this episode about make sure you take care of your eye health, in particular because I just brought contacts. Contacts are so needed to correct vision because when I was younger, there was something wrong with my vision and creeps would like to lure me to the car. Make sure that your kids have their vision checked. Make sure they have glasses. Make sure they have contacts because, like, there were people who knew that I couldn't see too well, like I'm nearsighted, and like I would get all types of creeps that would like pull up in cars and, you know, I obviously try to molest me. And yeah, they made like a whole game out of it, and it's like that is how another way like girls not like another way girls can get turned out. Is through not having contacts and eyeglasses. So you want to really watch that. It wasn't until I went to Omaha and I seen my dad for like 10 years. I haven't seen him since I was 10. I think I seen him when I was 10. And that was like the next time I saw him when I was a teenager. I went down there and we were walking to go somewhere. And I told him like I need glasses. And he said, if you cannot see correctly, you cannot perceive correctly. And that always stuck with me. I'm like, oh my God, I would have like never went up to that car and spoke to them ever. You know, I didn't know any better. That's not an excuse. That's not an excuse for bad parenting. That's not an excuse to be naive. That's not an excuse to need friends and do the wrong thing or anything like that. But I wouldn't have went up to that car like, hey, someone's flagging me down. Are you my cousin? Are you my uncle, mom? You know, thinking it's somebody that it ain't, and they're making a big joke out of it and clowning, and you know it's highly rehearsed, it's highly collaborated and practice. Going up to the car, oh, who are you? Oh no, I thought you were somebody else that I met last week, you know, and it's just more of the racket. And so I thought about that story, and I know it's floating out there, that story, and I know they're doing like a whole, you know, I am Legion, you know, the defeated Aleister Crowley military, you know, because they'll take anything I say and then that's what they'll do. Like I was talking about circumventing on my last show. And now you have people rolling around and they only exist to make sure that I can't circumvent and people can't circumvent and stuff like that. But yeah, I thought that was pretty important to say because they are trying to prostitute boys and girls, you know, due to them not having correct vision. Because that's what they were doing back in the day. Like anything that can be used against you, anything for a weakness, because it's really sick. Like you see that these people are insane. You see they are literally ghouls that can't make a thread. And everything with them feels like they're getting whacked. That's why I know who to stay away from, because there's no peace. It doesn't matter if I'm the nicest person in the world. Hanging around those people, eventually they're going to snap. That's why I don't hang around with them, because I've already dealt with that. I've already dealt with being completely in order, completely subservient, completely submitful as a woman, being silent as a woman, and I still got dogged, still got ran over. So this isn't history repeating itself. This isn't history or abuse repeating itself. But I feel like this would save a lot of embarrassment for a lot of people. Yes, you got to get your kids and got to get their ears checked out. Look, I'm getting Child Welfare Information Gateway. You're invited. Join us for the conversation. You need to get your kids' ears checked out. If they can't hear, they're out there in the streets walking, going to the dollar store, going to Caribou, and they're like, huh, somebody's gonna be trying to, Lord forbid, take them, you know, take them out, Lord forbid. I'm not promoting that. That's not what I want to happen. That's not my spiritual mission, but I'm just saying anything. Coming up to the car, what's up, Holmes? Oh, I thought I know you, Holmes. What you need, Holmes? You got some bud, Holmes? Next thing you know, you got people that you knew 25 years ago that you wouldn't even... Yes, the F word. Can we say, oh, remember everybody in the world that says the F word all together? We say, ohm, that you don't even ohm. You don't even whiff. You don't even ohm with. You don't ohm with. But they're only existing to find out your information and come at children from 20. Your children, what you have, your generations, like still following. And we only exist 25 years ago. We're here now, still sending negative, hate, evil. Now it's coming to the next generation, and it's probably, you know, they've had some kids somewhere and they're setting their kids up to come at the next generation. It's worthless. I advise all of them to abandon that futile mission. I had the, whatever is the opposite of pleasure, to hear somebody say, we worship STDs, you need to worship STDs. You need to worship STDs. Basically, you need to worship STDs. I mean, if you're going to go avant-garde, you might as well just, you know, you might as well just let everybody know, you know. I'm so sick of these artists putting that goat on people, putting that goat on me, putting that goat on children. And I'm not here to give away secrets of the music industry. But when they're setting up all those goats, they really need to stop. They need to stop, okay? I've been up since, I think, 4:30. Looking at contacts, looking at color contacts and stuff. I just got up and I'm like, I got a breathing device trainer. It has a holes, and I inhale, not exhale, cannot exhale with it, but inhale, and it makes some balls rise until I do it correctly. And so that was out. I woke up and I'm like, that's out, and I have to wash it, and it has to completely air dry for the next use. So I'm like, oh my God, I have to wash this so it can dry, you know, by the evening time when I want to use it again. I want to use it once per day. And then that, like, sent me into, like, cleaning up, looking at contacts. And yeah, so if I sound like I could go to sleep right now, yeah, that's what's up. But yeah, like putting people on the go, like all of our audience are on the go, which is true, because all of the audience is accepting that doctrine. But to put people on the go that don't even like you or don't even know you is nuts. You guys have taken this psychic thing too far. I'm not a deity that's in heaven watching over you and that works with you. I'm not a spirit that works with you. So don't think you're gonna run game and run any marketing on me without that scratch Skrilla. Okay? Running the goat and the marketing on me with no scratch Skrilla equals bankrupt. No success. For you. So, I mean, you governmental entities, you know, we've been getting along lately because I changed my outlook, changed the world, changed my vision, changed the world, right? I've been really working. And so, I'm trying not to take everything for granted, and I know in the scheme of things it doesn't necessarily work with all that humility type of stuff. I've been very humble for a long time, and you know how much humility has gotten me everything. But on the reverse side, gotta plug in my cell phone. It's not always good in every situation to be humble. But anyway, you see how the government promoted me to people? Why was this? It's because they could not deal with all the insane people. They couldn't govern the flow of all this insanity. And I'm just letting, like, everybody know, like, it's, you can't hide it. You are insane when you are constantly, and this is how wars have been started, like physical wars even, is when you have people that makes another people an abomination all of the time. Everything with them is that you're an abomination, and that is what makes wars. And this is what I'm going through. I'm going through a bunch of opportunists gang stalking. Worldwide gang stalking from one gang, from one interaction, or several interactions, for laying on my back, from being on top. I'm saying laying on my back, being on top for the story. Work with me here, because I am not affiliated with that. That's not a choice of mine. If I know you're a gang member, I don't want to deal with you, like on a certain level. Like we know from the rooter to the tutor, them people, mayors, police chief, whatever you have, okay, affiliated. All right, let's not get stupid. Ben Crump, let's not get stupid. any nigga going up on there thinking they are straight racketeering, organizing some shit, I gotta say it, I'm some S for that A, okay? You got the audacity to think you like Malcolm X, you raise your arm like Hitler this way, the planes fly from under your wings. You raise your hand that way, the planes fly, the birds fly from under your wings. Which you don't think I can recall. And so, back to the government. You see, like, it's insane. And people have been giving the lead about me. You know, I've been giving the lead as well. But a people that is constantly trying to destroy my life, my livelihood, my everything, and that has my information, and all they're using it to do is to sink me and everything that I stand for. And I'm just a total abomination at any point, and there's no respect. Government, White House, FBI, CIA, Pentagon. This is a reflection. What am I? And I understand this answer, but what do you think that I am supposed to do? Succumbing over to the enemy side, that I'm an abomination. We steal your money. We put curses on your money, your family line. We brag about killing your children's father. We brag about them never getting a job, never sobering up, never getting financially successful. We call them names, insult them just because we don't like them. Demeaning me in front of the world on TV. Molesty. Stripples. You're a prostitute. Okay. Want to diss everything about me, diss my mother, diss my father, diss my siblings, diss my auntie, my uncle, anything about me. White House, FBI, Pentagon, CIA, Department of Revenue, Federal Reserve, right? And I'm still there in the forefront, leading. Was this a good deal for me, Supreme Court? Am I getting paid off of this? What do you need to use in a war? Let's bring it home to Russia and Ukraine. Bring it to Israel and Palestine. What is the one thing you need to win a war? What is the one thing the war needs? They need money. They need money. They need money. They need money. Right? Because with that money, you can buy billions of dollars worth of military equipment, food, lodging, uniforms, money, right? Both sides are waging war with their money, with their stock, people, and I'm not correlating people to stock, but I mean, welcome to the Illuminati. If you're in a higher level and you see that, then you just see it. Alright, so the government agencies, I'm dealing with insanity. And I'm dealing with people who are abominations. And we're in a war for money. And whose side are you really on? Whose side do you support? Whose side are you financing? Is the question. All right, because the queen of the world, who is leading everybody into this new world order and this generation, I'm not sitting in NASA with big TVs, big screens all around me, computers, technology, people, having on a headset, doing this show. I'm in a one-bedroom apartment, and we know the rest. Yet, some of you are gently ignoring that there is a war. Right? And what is everybody able to do? How does everybody have the upper hand? Money, 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 money. People sell out to get money. And how they retain money is you take out people. No offense to take out, and you don't like that, ex-nay it and admit it and use whatever word makes you feel comfortable. But when you have money, 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 people who aren't aligned with that is what your focus is on. Listen, people, I am over Hollywood, the celebrity world. And I am telling you, as a friend, this is a show for friends. I am telling you, there's a certain way of thinking here. The stars that I grew up listening to, this star is to make sure women do not have an attainable body. You know, there's the unattainable standard of beauty, but there are people making that. Anything is attainable. I even know that. There are people making it an unattainable standard of beauty. But then when their song comes on, they make you dance and think you're exercising. Wow. The mind-omery. The mind-omery. That is a Jedi mind trick for that. A word. A word. Right? there wasn't a lot of oversight. And that's how, and I'm trying not to be offensive, but that's how things got out of control with the government. That's how they lost ties, and they lost, I am strongly thinking about Congress today. Strongly thinking about them. But believe me, people, I know what it is with these elites, so-called. I'm flapping my hand. So-called elites. There are elites for you guys who are like spellbound, but they're not elites to me. And I can say that if I want. Say that if I want. Monetary possessions, the pride of life. Excellent. I will have. I've worked too hard to not have what I want. Faith. Have what I want. Put it on the scale. Faith. Have what I want. Which I really don't like faith. But faith is the things that are hoped for and the things that are not seen. So you gotta have faith, but have faith to thyself only and to God. But it's unnatural, White House, CIA, Pentagram, Congress, FBI, it's unnatural to wake up every day and people are on my airwaves being and projecting that I am an abomination, when really what is impenetrable? And I'm just seeing, and I made this show also, not just for the We Prostitute Kids for Contacts.com, 1-800 We Prostitute Kids for Contacts.com. Because I don't think anybody has ever said that before, besides what they're running game on you, you know, behind closed doors. But yeah, I need to get that vision out there. I do think it is coming to a head. Because I'm just seeing a lot of mental illness. I'm seeing a lot of cultural mental illness, like mental illness in the form of culture. And I just don't see it going well for any country by not containing that. Look, we're all Masons here, right? We know it's not just what the Constitution says. It's not just the Pledge of Allegiance. I think that's like the highest form of you don't know shit in the world. Oh, I said the F word. I gotta take a quarter or 50 cents and put it in my mason jar. Because we know now that it isn't it, we are free, we are free, we are free. Otherwise, none of this would have went down. Okay? All this gossip and all of the information that is being given mostly is about intricacies of personal and interpersonal relations. Or with me, psychic interpersonal relations or lack thereof. Because it's not interpersonal if I have no dealings with it or knowledge with it. So, I mean, one generation, culturally, mentally ill, having children, raising them to be culturally, mentally ill, and it's just going on and on and on. But are they picking up strength or are they picking up dust? Now you have what's called a super black man, super black woman, super but this culturally mentally ill, it has to stop. Because America is an indivisible nation. So we shouldn't be on TV like I gave the message to New York. On TV, dragging in somebody's personal details and personal life, personal sayings, personal word of thought into our situations. It is in a way supposed to be mechanical. Okay, you get on there, you do your job according to the requirements. You get off your job, you sit down, you have a scotch, and do what you need at that point from there. But all this, everything is a personal reflection through everything. You have to ask yourself, are you culturally one of the mentally ill? That's just what I see. Like, I'm not gonna, when I got back from Mexico, that was known. I'm not going to be somebody that's in the shadows that you've AI'd for over a decade. I have a life to live. I can't keep doing this. You know, I'm behind the scenes protecting everyone's mental health, making sure they get what they want and they get rehabilitated. You know, I can't be like rehabilitating everybody when there are things that are against me, first of all, against my children, family, circumstances, against me, my friends, against sex partners. You want me to rehabilitate something, but then you have a cultural mental ill who's just honing that energy and that power to become worse and weaker. It's called a sect. Okay, these culturally mentally ill sects, you need to do something about it. ASAP. Not yesterday, the day before yesterday, and the day before yesterday, yesterday. What is so pitiful and shameful is to see this spilling into the general public, the media, having these people working and set up to spew out their poison and their treachery is not needed. And I don't want to be that workhorse that everybody's looking at. Joanna can do something. Joanna is Spider-Man because my apartment feels like it. I just don't have a tights and a mask. But maybe that would work with a latex suit. Just saying. Just saying. But everybody needing that. Some people want it. Some people don't. That's why I talked about separating the lambs from the goats. You want to go that way? You can in the wide path. Fine. You want to go that way in a straight and narrow path? And the way that leads to eternal life, you can do that as well. But one thing you are not gonna do is you're not gonna say that I took away your free will. You're not gonna say I coerced you to do the wrong thing. This is what I'm talking about with the rulers and all of this stuff coming to a head, because it got out of hand, and there are things and prophecies and powers and things to come, okay, and things set up. But when you over in, as the face of the magician, curse Allah. Right? Why your people behind closed doors are ancestral. And you bring in something. Lord. Try not to curse. You bring in something to my face. That's an issue like that. That's dealing with my body. That's dealing with my sexual reproductive health, my body, my womb, how I bear kids. If I ever want to have kids, you think you're going to have a hand in dealing through my lineage, which is my womb? My body, my lineage, which is my womb, my ancestors, which is my body? You think you're going to have such a strong hand that you're dealing my lineage? Which I am royal. And that's why I'm not married. Because there's a conspiracy. But you think you're a dealer. No, you're a magician. You're a magician. You're a dealer of my lineage. And a determiner. I don't know if determiner is a word. Rather a deterrent. I was thinking about that. That's probably why I said determiner. Got the two combined in my mind. But you think you're going to determine my sexual reproductive future? You think you're going to determine the cycle of my menstrual cycle? My perimenopausal menopause cycle, if that ever comes for me, talking about myself, I have beliefs. Oh, you're a dealer of my lineage, my period, my children's future, my children's cells that are in my body. That's what you're a magician and you're a dealer of, huh? When you can't even deal through the incest that is supposed to be making you. And you're going to bring that to my face when you can go, you know, since you're all in cahoots with the celebrities, those that ring up them goats. You can go to your little eyes wide shut, your freak-offs, and get more knowledge for that ass than I would ever give to you. That's what you can do, biatch. And you will see. You will see. It is all coming. But for you to get overseas and be acting a fool like that, when I have supported that country and brought products from your country, support social media from that country, and have never given you an ill curse or disease or sickness or any of that, but that's the only thing because you're so hyper mental. My husband died and you're trying to look at my financial, oh, she's not, you know, in a Bentley. Oh, therefore, I'm going to sell her lineage. Are you, you think you really think you're a death dealer, huh? You're going to insult me, knowing that I'd be watching that show, doing it for nobody but me, knowing I'd be watching that show. And think because you have authority, people believe you. Authority is just belief, people. It's just what you believe in. You're going to act like your position, because you're a magician, no. You're a death dealer, no. You deal people's lineage, no. You affect people's mental health, no. You're an abortioner. You promote abortions. What happened in a crisis in a situation? Having an abortion. That's what you want to operate in your country. Because if you're saying this to Joanna in Minnesota, what are you doing, self-proclaimed magician of parliament and the royals? Which you are not, because you're broke. You're begging. You're begging. You can't see anything else. That's all I can see. That's the prophecy. That's where I want the direction to go through. Because, like I said, you feel like you're getting whacked. Yes, you are one of those. And you're going to stand when you have influential power over the people and try to make them believe that is a feasible option. You have lost your damned mind. I mean, it's just a lose-lose from here on out, and I know that you are feeling that. You're a scallywag. You're somebody that wants a poor person to run you. And you think just because you can buy a $50 lipstick and object, you can have security, you can wear a nice suit, you can go get your hair cut like a dude. You think that makes you insightful? You think that you're seeing more? You think you're more illuminated than I? Not saying there is, and I want to make this clear, this is the Illuminati, but you got to watch out for these people. You know, I don't like to use the D word, dangerous, but I'm just putting it out there in the realm so you can keep thinking. Not saying this isn't something that you seriously have to watch out for. You know what I'm saying? Not downplaying it or anything like that. Because I've already given you the understanding about things to come and about leaders and rulers. Just like you poor little Ursula, poor little Cursula, wish she had a Tesla. The magician. You're not. True magicians draw on creativity. And they don't need other people to validate them. That's magic number one. That's magic 101. That is intro to magic. Over there crying your little heart out, just wanting to demean and embarrass me due to your jealousy. As another woman, as a German Jewish woman. I know the history of the Nazis taking over like much of Europe and what you did. But when you're talking to another white woman, okay? You're talking to a German, right? You are the dregs of society. You are not royal. You're not noble at all. You are people who had that opportunity and lived it in the past, and you're not going to have it in the future. That's why you're so desperate. Because you know what it is when you want a poor to rule over you. I feel awoke now. My goodness. I am woke. It is coffee and lunchtime for sure. So you need to stop with the madness. You owe me more than that. You owe me a thank you. You know, I know you're Lord, whew, Jesus Christ. I'll let the universe say that for me. But you at least owe me a thank you. I know you're too, like I said, I know the rich. It's about you becoming rich, me staying down, especially if I'm looked at as a threat, if I'm not part of that purse that is giving towards you, right? I understand that. I understand the greed, you know? Why aren't I sitting up with a Chanel gift from every single nation, you know? That's common sense, which you lacked, which is why this happened. Yeah, Joanna's literally running through your mind right now. Little Joanna, I'm black. I'm wearing all black. The black is running in black in your mind right now. Pulling strings. Puppet. Ventriloquist. You think you control something? I'm in your mind right now. Rent free. Yeah, I'm just breathing. I'm chilling. Hanging out here. Been talking for 49 minutes, 40 seconds, nonstop. But you think, this is what I'm saying about being white. You don't understand the position that I'm in. I'm at the top of my game. Where does that put you if it's a colorism issue? If you really want to go there, I mean, you want to go who has the most technology. who has the most intellect, who's doing the most for the people, for everybody, every color, white people, black people, red people, green people, yellow people, orange people, purple people, purple people eaters. I transcend everything. I know who I am. Okay? I'm the one that's making you look strong as a German. What the hell are you talking about? You don't think you have to pay for the Nazi standards? If it wasn't for me and my race and who I am, you wouldn't even be like a, you wouldn't be fifth down the line. So like I am saying, you at least owe me a thank you, because I've made your job a lot easier while you're just scheduling your little punk ass meetings, thinking you got the flame of Satan, the eye of Lucifer. We're anointed in the shroud of the Shrimen, while you sitting up there with your punk ass and your punk ass outfit and your flat ass running from meeting here, thinking you looking good, thinking you still are part woman, because the other part is woman, and that is me. So don't think too highly of yourself, really don't. Do not think too highly of yourself, Trick. Don't think too hard of yourself. Not of yourself. So all your little German Nazi experiments still boil down to one thing. You're not getting out. And that's what I'm saying. You could use the German power, because that's what is ruling your country, isn't it? Wow. Is it a mall with the how do I call it? It's all about timing. It's all about timing. I'll say that. And like everybody's saying, and this goes for all races or whatever, everybody has a single signal. There are people who identify with one race. We're Africans. They have similar goals, but it's each individual person is a different signal. That's how each individual person doesn't look like one another. And everyone does a different thing in life. You know how I don't really like that collectivism. So not only am I German, I have to bring this up because you act like you don't know. I am Jewish, African American, my own signal, do not link me. Irish, Native American. I am, you are no Uncle Sam, I am. I'm a mixture, but I know I have a crown royal, and I know what my my dominant gene is, where my eyesight, my vision, my cherub vision. I know I have a Jewish cherub. And so if you really want to pull the cloak off, that's how I see it, because I know who I am. And like I said, the German people are all getting their timing. All of the Scandinavian people, all the Slavic people, they're all getting their timing. Why? How could that be? Could it just be I'm on the timing of... I work for everybody. And I'm just saying this now until I cleanse myself from the situation, because I'm not going to spend too much time on you. You can believe it if you don't. Because the more that you don't believe, the more I am in. You don't know everything in this world. That's apparent. You probably don't even know 1/1600 of what is going on the earth. How do you call yourself a white woman and you're letting a black woman help you out, think through your mind? How do you call yourself a white person? If you're gonna pull the race card, you know I have no desire to help on this type of level and where this has gone. But for you to not even meet me and you're still living, learning, what you owe me in place. And you're gonna have an ill word towards me and think you're dealing my lineage and my children's lineage and my future. You think you're dealing my future out. I feel like I could go on all day. I feel like I could easily do another 30 minutes of talking about this issue. And I've did it so much, but like I said, this is my diary. This is like my therapy too. I listen to my shows on Sunday. I listen to a few of my shows. Because I get this out and then I'm on to the next thing. I don't like necessarily remember like everything that I said. So that was interesting, listening to my voice. Sometimes I start the shows, I'm like, I don't feel like hearing my voice right now. And I turn it off, but I enjoy hearing my voice once I get into it. So I'm going to say it again. You need to stop, because you casting me as a abomination. Which you are famously, if you are connected to that, which why wouldn't you be? Everything is in the pocket. You in my business. That's what you need to focus on. You're in my business. That's the only thing you need to focus on. And like I said, the least you could have done for helping those white people was give me a thank you. And it's not a black and white issue, but I need you to really understand the magnitude, because you acting stupid. Everybody understands that. That's something that you can't even do for your people. And you look like them. And you want to bitch to me and you're acting like that's not enough. When I wake up, I have Europe on my wrist. Okay? On my arm, on my shoulder. When I wake up, I have the world. I look like a world. When I wake up, my body is like we've all seen the globe with the green continents and the blue water. That's how I look. Because that's how connected I am with everything. But for you to think that you're taking life and choice and power, life and choice out of my hands, you should have tried to diminish from the image of a Nazi. But I see you don't. I see you're embracing it. Shame on you. But I am going to get coffee and relax. So thanks for listening to Da Illuminati. This has been Joanna Morrow, and I hope you have a good day.